Thank you for subscribing to Molloy on the podcast, whether you are listening through the Listener app. It's a great way to keep in touch with all things Molloy. Big week next week. Tell you who's coming on in just a moment. But first, Clown of the Week.
There are many contenders.
Do you want to try my milkshake?
Juicy.
Brigerton.
We've just got to work on that landing a little.
And who will it be this week?
Okay, I'm done with this.
No.
Sorry.
Time to reveal.
Diabolical behaviour.
Clown of the Week.
Yeah.
For the Karcher Tradie Back. Made tough, made for tradies. Takes whatever you can throw at it.
Hey, by the way, a couple of callers today will win a Karcher Tradie Back.
Unbelievable.
Takes whatever your job site can throw at it.
Top shelf.
A couple hundred bucks. They're amazing. So
you can go and blast the crap out of stuff.
Yeah.
With your Karcher all weekend.
Amazing. And suck it up with the vacuum. So, clown someone.
I love it.
Mm.
It's going to be great. Shall we get straight into it?
Sure.
1-3-3-5-3. Let's go. Can I start?
Yeah.
Elon Musk.
Yeah, you don't like
I want
guy,
to clown Elon Musk. He's had a big week. He's in a stand-up bare-knuckle fight with Jeff Bezos.
Amazon. Yeah.
Over who gets the rights.
The contract.
To fly stuff into space.
Mm.
He also suggested that Mars mightn't be a cakewalk for some of the people involved.
I wouldn't have
listen
thought
to
so.
The Cavalier. This is a bloke who is going to be responsible for sending people to Mars.
Yeah.
Pretty much got the contract.
Mm.
He's building the rockets.
Mm-hmm.
And have a listen to him laugh off the idea that there may be a couple of casualties.
Yeah, going to Mars reads like that ad for Shackleton going to the Antarctic. You know, it's dangerous, it's uncomfortable, it's a long journey. But it's a glorious adventure, and it'll be amazing. You might not, come back alive. Honestly, a bunch of people probably will die in the beginning. It's tough sledding over there.
Most people will die. A bunch of people are going to die.
Hilarious.
That is hilarious.
They might be coming back, though. If you go to Mars, you ain't coming back.
We should put him in it. We should make him.
Oh, yeah, okay. Head of
because
Tesla,
that way, you know he's going to take every possible precaution.
That's a good point.
He should have just sat in his car. His car's probably on Mars.
I wonder where it
he
is
He shot
now.
His car into space.
He did. I'd like to track that, see where it is, like the International Space Station tracker.
Or would you shoot into space if you could shoot something into space?
What are you talking about?
I'd shoot a hot dog van.
Would you?
If you could shoot anything into space, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Just so other cultures or life forms, the first thing they may say
hot dog van.
Is a hot dog van.
I would say the Getz. I'd say the Getz in space would be an eye-opener for all aliens.
The Getz wouldn't make it through a cumulonimbus cloud. Getz would, come on. Aim higher. Okay, what about Bob Irwin? Can I clown Bob Irwin?
Sure, Bindi's brother.
For the way he's banging it on a bit. Is he starting to turn into the old
he's
man?
He's a bit like that. Oh, crikey.
Yeah. He's been to the Irwin finishing school and starting to bang it on a bit. But have a listen to him. He's going to be in trouble when he gets home.
Yeah.
Describe Bindi and her appearance in an upcoming TV documentary about her pregnancy called Crikey, It's a Baby.
Life doesn't stop when you have a baby here at Australia Zoo. I think it's time to earn my badge for most pregnant woman feeding a crocodile.
Yay!
We're only a few weeks away. We can't wait. It's coming down to the wire. Bindi's absolutely massive now. She's ready to pop.
Okay. It's happening. I just got the call. Bindi is on her way to the hospital. The baby's coming.
Come on. He's doing it like he's about to pull a quokka out of a hole. It's like, hey, I'm getting in here now and it's about to happen.
Hands
and,
in.
There I go.
Oh, look at that little ripper. Oh,
Jesus.
Man.
I'm going to throw this one back. It's a little small.
Crikey.
That is, are you going to watch it?
Not a chance. Nah. I love the Irwins. I love Terry and Bindi and Bob and Chandler.
Nothing against the Irwins. They're a great
bunch. And I like what they do, but I'm not going to watch that. Nah, clown.
So it should be narrated by David Attenborough.
I'd watch that.
Hey, we've got a couple of calls. Robert's on the line. Robert, who do you want to clown?
Okay, I think we've got a clown, Big Clive Palmer. $1.5 million fine for using a Twisted Sister song.
Oh, no way.
This is happening as we speak.
As we speak, indeed.
The findings have come down. Clive Palmer, you may remember, used the Twisted Sister anthem, We're Not Gonna Take It. Adapted it for him, and he's...
I've got a bit of the ad, if you want to hear. This is the original,
okay, sure.
Australia ain't gonna cop it. No, Australia's not gonna cop it. Ours is not gonna cop it anymore.
So I think his first defence was, it's nothing like the original.
It's exactly like
the original. And then the other one was, they gave me permission. Was that it?
Nah.
Well,
hurry up the dollars, Big Clive.
Yeah, well, Robert, $1.5 million.
Whew.
losing the Twisted Sister comic case. Well, she spoke to Dee Snider on this program. Have you got a clip from the interview?
What did you do when you actually first visually saw Clive Palmer and what he stands for?
Well, I threw up in my mouth a little bit, which I haven't done since 1972. So, yeah, you've caught me at a really good time because I just came out of a meeting with Universal Publishing and the lawyers. I mean, they are going after this guy full bore.
Yeah.
And I just found out that their claim is that I didn't write the song, that the ghost writer for the Velvet Underground wrote "We're Not Going to Take It," and I have no legal right to it.
Oh, my God. This is
global. It's global.
This is massive.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think we found our clown of the year.
Dee Snider.
You may be right. Gee, I mean, Velvet Underground and Twisted Sister. Yeah, they're worlds apart.
Completely. And still a novelty track.
Hey, Tina's on the line. Tina, who do you want to clown?
I would like to clown one Mr. Michael Malloy.
I beg your pardon.
Good point.
For what?
You cannot reduce Michael Collins to an Uber driver.
Okay. Yeah. Look, Tina, you've taken my words out of context. What I said.
Heard your words. Ask Jay what he thinks of it.
No, you're absolutely right, Tina.
Oh, don't take her side,
No, Dave. She's right. You were really disrespectful. You said the pallbearers are probably the chimps or the monkeys.
The NASA monkeys. I said the NASA monkeys.
Oh, that makes a difference, does it?
Yuri Gagarin.
Can you name the NASA monkeys?
Ah, yeah, there's Bert, Herb.
And Ernie, right.
Bert, Herb, Hank. Hank was good.
You just can't do that.
Hey, listen, he goes all the way to space and doesn't get to touchdown. The other two take all the glory. He pretty much does a lap.
He was the most isolated human being for that time when he was on the dark side of the moon.
The loneliest man in the world, not just on the planet, but in the whole entire universe.
Can you imagine? Michael Collins, what a hero. He rendezvoused.
Who knows what he was doing on the dark side of the moon?
He probably knocked one off while he was up there.
Thank you, Tina. I don't think we needed the extra.
Jeez Louise. Wow. I didn't see that one coming.
South.
Hey, Tina, you're on air.
What a clown, Tina. You can't go away with that sort of stuff on air.
Yeah, in space, no one can hear you.
Get
one off. Hey, Tina. Tina. No, yeah. Tina, have a good long hard look at yourself. Yeah. Tina, you have children?
I have two.
Well, right. Bad parenting. Set a good example.
Well, hey. They're not here, so you know.
All right. Hey, Tina, what we're going to give you is a car to trade you.
You're awarding Tina.
Whatever the
job
you throw at it. You love it.
$200
worth.
Tina.
Well done, Tina.
Yeah. That's it. Thanks for your contribution. Thanks for classing up the
program. You're welcome, Michael.
Clown
yourself.
All right, I'm clowned.
There you go.
Jeez. Tell you he's the loneliest man in the world. Tina's partner. Hiding as we speak. She's still on there. Watch out.
Yeah, look out.
She could let fly at any moment. Have your finger on the dump button, Dave.
Indeed.
Her teen is about. Hey, we did mention, though, Buzz Aldrin
is
now the only surviving member of Apollo 11. And we love him because he was a big drinker. He's a big character.
Yeah.
And my favourite bit of audio, which we'll play for you now, is him punching a conspiracy theorist right in the nose.
Why don't you swear on the Bible that you walked on the moon? You're the one who said you walked on the moon when you didn't. Calling the kettle black, if I ever thought of it. Saying
Will
I misrepresented
get
myself.
Away from me.
You're a coward and a liar and a thief.
That audio is unreal.
Right on the button.
Well done, Buzz.
Well done, Buzz. Yeah. That was well deserved. Jay's just joined us. Oh, you've done some research on monkey names that went into space.
A few monkey names. There were six Alberts. Albert the First, Albert the Second. They went from like 1948 to 1952.
It's just lazy down at NASA.
Yeah.
Then you come up with all the different names like Apollo and Mercury all the different
Saturn.
Names for the ships.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you can't be buggered with the monkeys. How many Alberts?
Six. Then there was Patricia and Mike. They went up in 1952. Gordo, 1958. Miss
Gordo?
Baker.
What was Gordo's trip?
Gordo he was also called Old Reliable, and he was a squirrel monkey, and he was on the Jupiter AM-13 launched in 1958 by the U.S. Army.
Did he come back?
No.
Gordo did not survive. Space walkies? Went space walkies.
Yeah. So then you've got Sam.
Who's the couple? They fired a couple.
Patricia and Mike. Mm. You also have Goliath.
That'd be a long trip. I hope she wasn't doing directions. Hello.
France had a monkey that they launched in 1967 named Martine.
Mm. Right, okay.
Martine.
Martine, a very French
it
name.
It did a spacewalk. It was walking into the wind like
Marceau.
Hang on, mate. The French have never shot anything into space. Oh, well, they're too busy in the kitchen knocking up something cordon bleu.
Yeah.
When would they?
It was a Vesta rocket, March 7th, 1967.
Did it come back?
Martine became the first monkey to survive more than a couple of hours.
Oh, a couple of hours.
Oh, hang on. So it's not a good track record.
Look, not a good track record for the monkeys. Primates.
Did they let them smoke? Like, that's what I'm at least let them have a smoke.
One last cigarette.
Were they wearing human clothes?
Well, they were wearing space outfits.
Tuxedo? I love a monkey.
Sadly,
a tuxedo.
No. Mm. The Russians had two monkeys, Abric and Bayan.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. The French, I should point out, did give us the Concorde, which... was the greatest aircraft ever made.
Did you go for a fly on one of those?
No, I didn't.
Right.
It's a long story.
What happened?
Hey, while we're talking the French,
yeah.
Can I clown France, please?
Oh, what, the whole country?
Yeah, because there's a worldwide pandemic going on. People are dying. There's lots of carnage going on.
Terrible.
Hearts go out to everyone in India at the moment. There's just mass crematoriums and all this. Only the French
what have they done?
Could reduce something as historical and epic and terrible as
brutal.
This to wine tasting. Oh. Have a listen.
Like so many infected with the coronavirus, Sophie Pallas lost her sense of taste and smell. As an enologist or wine taster, their senses upon which her livelihood depends.
I've tasted it little by little, and it took me some concentration, more than usual, to find the flavour of pineapple.
Didier Farge is president of the Union of Enologists.
It's like a musician who lost their instrument. Can we ask a musician to play without a violin?
Farge says the body has written to President Emmanuel Macron to ask for wine tasters to be moved to the front of the line for the vaccine.
I'm in a place, France.
Wine tasters to be moved to the front of the queue. So in other countries, it's the elderly, first responders.
That's right,
those who are putting their lives
at
in
risk.
Immediate danger
you
and
bet.
Peril.
Yep.
In France, can we move the wine tasters? Can we move the wine tasters and the mimes? And the guy from the Yoplait balloon place, to the front of the queue. They need to
can't
get
smell the hints of pineapple. That's just
if
a
you can't smell a hint of pineapple in a wine, is worth living for
France.
In this world?
Terrible.
Oh my! But you can't tell which region of Burgundy.
That's right.
Which
come on, Macron, juice me up. I can't smell
something. Executive order, state of emergency. Oh. Macron, Cameron's on the line. Cameron, who would you like to clown?
My 10-year-old daughter.
Oh, yeah, this sounds good. What's she done? Yeah.
I gave her $15 for pocket money. It was $3 $5 notes. So
good on you.
Sort of folded up into four.
Yep.
She's like, oh, they're creased. I don't want them creased. So she went, took her mother's hair straightener, turned it on, and tried to straighten one out with the heat from the hair straightener. And it shrunk like those little name tags you used to get out of cereal boxes in the 90s.
Yeah.
So she's going, oh, no, that didn't work. So she switched the hair straightener off and tried to do it with the second one straight away. And it did the same thing.
Oh, this is hilarious. Oh, no. So she's now the proud owner of three tiny little $5 notes.
Yeah, various sizes. So, yeah. She said to me, oh, she's like, oh, the third one, I thought about doing it, but I thought maybe I should.
Fantastic, Dave.
What about a Karcher tradie back coming for you, Cameron, in Gladstone? A couple hundred bucks worth. Two-year warranties, specifically made for tradies.
That she should do. She should get the $5 notes and see if the Karcher will suck them up. The tiny
straight
ones.
Straight away.
I'm sure they'll do it quite easily.
Hey, Cameron, good on you.
Hello,
good on your lovely daughter. Yeah. And thanks for calling.
Hey, next week on Molloy, Tom Gleisner is back. We've got Jimmy Barnes swinging by. Denise Scott will be in. Jim Jeffries from LA. Charlie Pickering. Bathurst champion Dave Reynolds and more. Back to drive you home Monday at 4. Molloy on Triple M.